These are the very last days, the last lap of the race, and this final stretch will be the toughest. But the redeemed can take great confidence in the promises of God, for his promises never fail. 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Strengthening one's faith is the business of all God's saints. It is time to redouble our efforts. It is time to press in with our might. Luke chapter 13, 23 and 24, "Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able." Building faith is the business of the saints. Romans 10:17 declares the formula for building faith. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Immerse yourself in the word of God. Jesus said in Luke 16:16, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." Soon Jesus Christ will return in the clouds to receive the born again unto himself. Will you be one of those he is looking for? Are you born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Terrible, terrible times are approaching, and Jesus Christ is the only way of escape. John 3:3, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Are you ready to escape the wrath of God? Do you want all your sin and shame erased as though you never were guilty? Do you want the power to live a most beautiful life filled with promise and eternal purpose? God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Don't procrastinate. Your window of opportunity is closing. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah chapter 14, 9 through 15, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." God said, Mark chapter 9, 42 through 48, "And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Man said the Bible is not to be taken as the literal and errant truth. It was written by mere men thousands of years ago, and it is laden with gross exaggerations, folklore, and fairy tales. Now the record. The absolute inerrancy of the Word of God is breathtaking. To those of childlike faith, the Bible is the very wellspring of life. Consider that the declarations in the Word of God that skeptics dub as foolish impossibilities have been and are continually being certified as the gospel truth. What carnal man call foolish impossibilities, such as a 6,000-year-old earth created by God, one mother and father of all, mankind being made out of dirt, the woman formed from man's rib, all of the earth being once vegetarian, Noah's Ark, all of the earth once speaking one common language, Sodom and Gomorrah, Joseph, the grand vizier of Egypt, Moses and the plagues of Egypt, David slaying Goliath, Jonah and the whale, the animalization of Nebuchadnezzar, and so on, all certified by archaeology, paleontology, microbiology, history, and other sciences as true. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 591 that once again proves the full inerrancy of Holy Writ. All of these features are archived on God Said, Man Said in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting us today. Thousands of years before man's vaunted science begins to discover the truth of a particular issue, he finds that God's Word is already there, knowledge that only the Creator could know. The Bible speaks of hellfire, a place of tormenting heat that sits in the bowels of the earth. This is a place that was created for Satan and his angels, and for all those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of their souls. At the very end of all time, hell is cast into a place called the Lake of Fire. Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the Lake of Fire and Brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20, 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Jesus called this place outer darkness, Matthew 25:30, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now concerning hell, and finally the lake of fire, the Bible speaks of worms that exist in this most uninhabitable place of infernal heat, brimstone, and finally, utter darkness. As a side note to this feature is the Bible's noting of brimstone. Brimstone is sulfur, and when sulfur is burned, it produces suffocating odor. Science now understands that brimstone is an important ingredient in sustaining the worms from hell. Following, you will find excerpts from various sources that once again certify the veracity of the Word of God. Source, thefeaturecreature.com. The Pompeii worm, Alvinella papagiana, is a deep-sea creature reaching lengths of up to 5 inches with red tentacle-like gills on their heads that can withstand temperatures that rival those in hell. The worms live in tubes near black smokers or hydrothermal vents, one of the most inhospitable environments on our planet. Their tail end rests near the source of the heat, which gets up to 176 degrees Fahrenheit, while their head pokes out into cooler, almost room temperature water of 72 degrees. Scientists aren't even exactly sure how this remarkable creature can withstand such extreme temperatures. They're studying the symbiotic relationship based bacteria that form a fleece-like covering on their backs. A symbiotic one is one in which both animals benefit. In this case, the worms secrete mucus from tiny glands on their backs to feed the bacteria, and in turn, they are protected by some degree of insulation. The Pompeii worm is the most heat-tolerant complex animal known to science after the tardigrades, or water bears that have previously been featured, which are able to survive temperatures over 302 degrees Fahrenheit, end of quote. Source, Popular Science. The giant tube worm is one of the most conspicuous members of a diverse community that forms around hydrothermal vents. Scientists once thought that no living thing could survive the harsh combination of toxic chemicals, high temperatures, high pressures, and total darkness at these vents. But in 1977, researchers diving in Alvin discovered tube worms and other bizarre organisms thriving at a vent off of the Galapagos Islands. Similar communities have since been found at several hundred hot spots across the world. These creatures are like nothing else on Earth. Besides the giant tube worms, which have so far have been found only in the Pacific, there are pencil-sized Jericho worms with accordion-like tubes, orange worms covered with tiny bristles, small benthic worms that wiggle through the mud, and finger-length dark red palm worms that stand upright, topped with wing-like fronds. A special class of worms called Alvin Illidids, named after the sub, live on the walls of mineral deposits that form around vents. Water pouring out of vents can reach temperatures up to about 752 degrees Fahrenheit. The high pressure keeps the water from boiling. The most prevalent chemical dissolved in vent water is hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs. This chemical is produced when seawater reacts with sulfate in the rocks below the ocean floor. Vent bacteria use hydrogen sulfide as their energy source instead of sunlight. The bacteria, in turn, sustain larger organisms in the vent community. A recent volcanic eruption has spread glassy lava across the ocean floor, and the researchers measured temperatures up to 757 degrees Fahrenheit, the hottest ever recorded at a hydrothermal vent. The scientists dubbed the site Tube Worm Barbecue because the worms they brought back to their ship had charred flesh, end of quote. Source, Mother Nature Network, June 3, 2011, under the heading Worms from Hell Unearthed That Were 8 Feet Long. A complex life form has been found living 1 mile below the Earth's surface, according to a study published in the journal Nature, proving life can thrive in a place where only bacteria were thought to exist. Nicknamed Worms from Hell, the newly discovered nematodes were found living in several South African gold mines, shattering scientific assumptions about the conditions needed for multicellular life. To find animals with nervous digestive and reproductive systems so deep underground is like finding Moby Dick in Lake Ontario, study co-author Tullis Onstad of Princeton University tells The Washington Post. This is telling us something brand new, he says. For a relatively complex creature like a nematode to penetrate that deeply is simply remarkable. Nematodes, a.k.a. roundworms, are known to exist on the deep ocean floor, but they're typically not found more than 10 to 20 feet underneath the ground of the seabed, says co-author Gaëtan Borgoni from Belgium's University of Ghent. Yet Borgoni saw no reason that they couldn't survive deeper than that, and without funding or professional support, he contacted Onstad with an idea to search for nematodes and boreholes below gold mines. Everyone thought I was insane, risking a career, hunting something everybody said they knew could not be, Borgoni tells Wired. But the duo ended up finding the elusive nematodes, formerly named Helicephalobus mephisto, living in extremely hot water, fed by subterranean rock fissures and pools, essentially uncovering a new realm of biology on Earth, the Post reports. End of quote. Source, LiveScience.com, June 1, 2011, under the title, Worms from Hell, Deepest Multicellular Life. How low can worms go? According to a new study, at least 0.8 miles, 1.3 kilometers below the Earth's surface. That's the depth at which scientists discovered a new species of worm dubbed Helicephalobus mephisto in honor of Faust demon, Mephistopheles, a nickname for the devil. The worm reported this week in the journal Nature is the deepest living multicellular organism ever found. We tried to get the title of the paper to be Worms from Hell, said study author Tallis Onstad of Princeton University, but Nature didn't go for that, end of quote. Source, Ventism blog, August 14, 2011, under the title Unearthing Worms from Hell. After digging holes in the Earth's crust for nearly two decades, Princeton University geoscientist Tallis Onstad is now making headlines for unearthing worms from hell. Onstad's research team, which he led with Gaëtan Borgoni of the University of Ghent in Belgium, recently made a startling discovery. Microscopic roundworms, known as nematodes, living nearly 2.5 miles beneath the Earth's surface in several South African gold mines. A wide range of single-celled organisms previously have been known to thrive as far down as these worms. It was thought, however, that the constraints of temperature, energy, oxygen, and space would make it impossible for a multicellular organism to live in such a place. These half-millimeter-long worms can apparently tolerate very high temperatures, prompting the researchers to nickname them worms from hell. The worms also reproduce asexually and feed on bacteria from the subsurface. Given their size, Onstad said, that finding these nematodes at such depths was akin to finding Moby Dick in Lake Ontario, end of quote. Source, Discover Magazine, July-August 2012. Geologist and biologist Tallis Onstad interviewed by Discover. Interviewer. Then you found still more perplexing discoveries in South African mines, for instance, microbes similar to those previously seen only at the bottom of the ocean, Onstad. That's right. We went back to South Africa in 1998, this time to Dryfontein Mine, located about 40 miles southwest of Johannesburg, and took water samples, which are easier to work with than rock and less likely to be contaminated. We started finding the same organisms the people were reporting from deep-sea hydrothermal vents, where hot mineral-laden fluid flows through volcanic rock into the ocean from deep within the earth. We don't know how the same organisms got to be in both places. Interviewer. That's amazing, since we usually think of radioactivity as deadly, but these organisms were actually living on radiation. Onstad. Well, not just radiation, but radiation water and rock were all that was needed to support life at depth. You don't need light, food, or anything else from the surface. Plus, it's a renewable energy source. Interviewer. And does that microbe interact with other species down deep? Onstad. Candidatus desulfurutus out of Axivator is entirely self-efficient. It has its energy source, radiation. It contains everything it needs to exist, and it requires nothing from another organism. The fact that we found it almost by itself tells us that it's a one-species ecosystem. Such things aren't supposed to exist. We thought all organisms depended on others, but this one doesn't. We found a whole new way to live, end of quote. Jesus said in Mark 9:44, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. God said worms and brimstone. Man said it's impossible, at least until now. God's word is true and righteous altogether, surely a place to build a life. God said, Isaiah chapter 14, 9 through 15, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. God said, Mark chapter 9, verses 43 and 44, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Man said, the Bible is not to be taken as the literal and errant truth. It was written by mere men thousands of years ago, and it is laden with gross exaggerations, folklore, and fairy tales. Now you have the record.